From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The leaders of France and Britain are now answering lawmakers for authorizing airstrikes on Syria Saturday alongside American warplanes. British Prime Minister Theresa May told a packed House of Commons on Monday that it was in the, quote, national interest to prevent future chemical attacks within Syria, on the streets of the UK, or elsewhere. Reuters correspondent Jacob Graves reports May is facing opposition from some of her own allies.
May joined the US and France in airstrikes Saturday to punish Syria for a suspected chemical weapons attack. But she didn't seek the consent of Parliament first, a break with convention. Her opposite number, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, has questioned the legality of her action and wants legislation to limit the government's power to launch future military strikes independently. Even some of her own lawmakers might back him, fearful of escalation in Syria.
The Trump administration is considering imposing new economic sanctions on Russia for its role in supporting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in the country's seven-year civil war and for Assad's use of chemical weapons on his own people. President Trump's spokeswoman said Monday the decision, quote, will be made in the near future. Russia has begun putting in place a ban on the popular instant messaging service Telegram in accordance with a court ruling issued last week. The court said the app was in violation of Russian regulations to provide information to the Russian Federal Security Office. Telegram was founded by a Russian entrepreneur. It has repeatedly refused requests to give the Federal Security Service access to its users' encrypted messages. This is VOA News. Eight Hindu men